fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, health conscious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
A reminder for all viewers in North America, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders on Galaxy 19. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. We will cease to air on the old transponder on Galaxy 19 starting tomorrow, January 20th, 2009. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Galaxy 19 transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchong Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, humanitarian organizations assist almost 2 million people in Sri Lanka. In animal welfare news, courageous humans save canines in need. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring British nonprofit Heart Foundation Chain of Hope. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 19th, Peruvian diplomat and fifth United Nations Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar was born in 1920 in Lima, Peru. Mr. Perez de Cuellar held a number of posts with the United Nations for 20 years. He was elected to two terms as the UN Secretary General, serving from 1982 to the end of 1991. Mr. Perez de Cuellar has received many honors. Among them are the Presidential Medal of Freedom from the United States in 1991, the country's highest civilian honor, and the Jawaharlal Nehru Award for International Understanding from the Government of India in 1989. We sincerely appreciate all of your endeavors to bring about a more peaceful world. Mr. Javier Perez de Cuellar, we wish you a wonderful birthday with friends and family.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. The effects of massive flooding can last for many months, especially when harvests are destroyed in rural areas. This was the case for Colombia's Magdalena Department, whose rivers breached their banks in late 2008. Some 50,000 people were affected at that time, with thousands of farmland acres inundated. On December 16th, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $20,000, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $128,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on Colombia's cost of living. For this recent relief activity, our association reimbursed separate travel costs for the Costa Rican relief team who flew to Colombia. In addition, local travel costs of $700 were covered by our association members.
About 1,300 families in the three most affected towns were provided with immediate food aid. Our relief team reached all the households possible by navigating a small boat through the flooded streets where water levels were nearly 1 meter high. Later, our association members were notified that food supplies were still lacking in the town of Santa Barbara de Pinto. Using a remaining $2,300 portion of Master's donation, basic food supplies were soon delivered.
Fortunately, upon the relief team's arrival, most of the floodwaters had receded so that all 300 families could be reached. They were provided with a week's supply of rice, beans, cooking oil, sugar, salt, and lentils. The Colombian relief recipients were so touched to find that someone who did not even know them cared about their plight, saying they had been worried they might not be noticed by God because their community was so small. They expressed their love for Master and thanked God for answering their prayers through her.
Queremos agradecerle a la señorita Qinghai que donde quiera que se encuentre, quiero que reciba un agradecimiento de parte de nosotros por el buen gesto que nos han hecho, que gracias a ella nos han podido brindar algo útil para nuestro pueblo. Y muchísimas gracias de corazón a la señorita Qinghai. Que Dios la bendiga. Gracias.
Supreme Master Qinghai sent a personal reply as follows. With all my love, thank you Costa Rican Association members for continuously offering your unconditional assistance to neighbor countrymen in need. May you be blessed more. I shed tears reading their thank you words. Wish I could do more. Wish I could comfort and help all the suffering people and animals in the world.
We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care for the Colombians as well as the disaster affected in all parts of the world. In addition, we thank our association's dedicated relief team who journeyed far to help the victims. We pray for the continued security of the Colombian people as they strive to recover their daily lives. May we join hands to curb the occurrence of these distressful events by caring more for all those around us.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. journalist in Aulac or Vietnam to be released in amnesty. In Aulac or Vietnam, 15,000 prisoners are to be released before serving their full term. Amongst these is Nguyen Viet Chinh of Thanh Niên newspaper, who had been given a 2-year sentence last October. Mr. Chinh is freed in amnesty on Saturday. We are glad to hear of Nguyen Viet Chinh's and all the other freed persons' joyful reunion to normal life with loved ones. May the heavens bless your lives with many carefree moments in the warmth of your beautiful country.
Much beloved Australian journalist departed. Kevin Mead, longtime journalist for The Australian, has passed away at the age of 57. Mr. Mead had been an integral part of the paper's Queensland Bureau for the past 18 years and had a special connection with the Aborigines, who were often the subject of his writings. His articles painted a most vivid and insightful picture of the Indigenous people and life in general in rural Australia. Our condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Kevin Mead as we join in recalling with deep appreciation his lifelong love and commitment to good journalism. May his soul rest in eternal peace and heavenly love.
School's policy benefits student health. A study conducted at the University of South Carolina, USA, has found that limiting the availability of unhealthy snacks increases students' consumption of fruits and vegetables not only in school but at home as well. In Berkmar Middle School near Atlanta, Georgia, USA, the study's finding can actually be seen in practice as students there choose more vegetarian options in school meals. Our gracious thanks, researchers at the University of South Carolina, for these insights into the role of plant-based foods for optimal vitality. Let us herald an age where schools worldwide will adopt such exemplary practices to light the way to both personal and planetary health.
Prolific writer lovingly remembered. Sir John Mortimer, English barrister and writer, passed away on Friday at the age of 85. His popular literary creation, Horace Rumpole, of the television series Rumpole of the Daily, was later recreated as a series of short stories, novels, and radio programs. And The Drama of a Blind Parent, A Voyage Round My Father, was portrayed on the radio, television, and London stage. We join Sir John Mortimer's loved ones in remembrance of a legendary literary artist. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's infinite light and love.
Philippine beauty speaks out on behalf of animals. 19-year-old Yasmin Curdy, who stars in a dramatic television series airing in the Philippines and is also a well-known singer, recently appeared in 2 ads. Both were in support of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Asia Pacific, and promoted a meat-free diet. Ms. Curdy stated, "With so many delicious alternatives now available, it's easier than ever to enjoy great food without causing animals suffering." Thank you, lovely Miss Yasmin Curdy, for encouraging everyone to be meat-free. Our best wishes as your shining star of true inner beauty and kindness continue to touch the hearts of many.
Save our planet. Portugal receives new solar plant. Spain's Acciona Energy, one of the world's largest developers of wind farms, announced the opening of a 46-megawatt photovoltaic power plant in Mora. Built on 250 hectares of land, the plant is expected to reduce 89,000 tons of carbon emissions as it supplies energy to local homes. Portugal hopes to soon expand her clean energy sector to 30%. Hats off Acciona Energy and Portugal for this latest eco-advancement. Blessed be the kind Portuguese people to prosper in clean and sustainable living.
Save our planet. Large elephant population found. According to a study just completed by the U.S.-based Wildlife Conservation Society and Malaysia's Department of Wildlife and National Parks, the Asian elephant population in Tanman Negara, Malaysia's largest national park, is now estimated at over 600. This find in the park known as the Green Heart by Malaysians is considered especially good news because of the elephant's endangered status. What wonderful news! Our accolades, Wildlife Conservation Society and Malaysia's Department of Wildlife and National Parks, for your caring partnership in watching over these beloved gentle giants. May the increasing kindness of humans toward all animal co-inhabitants ensure our planet's future well-being.
Save our planet. Philippines mandates tree preservation. Environment Secretary Lito Atienza has instructed developers of a 2-hectare leisure property project for a $120 million hotel in Freeport to halt their plans for removing more than 300 trees. Instead, the builders are being asked to incorporate all the trees into the development design. Kudos Secretary Atienza and Philippines for your noble-hearted leadership in protecting the life-giving trees. Blessed be such caring governance in encouraging harmonious coexistence between people and the environment.
Save our planet. Australia's Heard Island glaciers rapidly melting. A team of scientists recently reported that the 14 glaciers on Heard Island, a volcanic isle 4,000 kilometers southwest of Western Australia, continue to melt beyond the 50-meter retreat measured several years ago. Along with a recorded 1.3 degrees Celsius temperature rise, larger water bodies have also been observed at the base of the glaciers. Australian researchers, we appreciate your work in informing us of this urgent matter. Through our more harmonious actions, may our planet regain stability for a blessed future. On August 24, 2008, in a video conference with Vancouver Centre in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the urgent situation of melting ice.
Mostly the time of disappearing of the ice means the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted. But as it is, we can only do the best we can and try to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because of people joining a vegetarian diet, then we still can manage to save the world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure,
lower cholesterol levels,
reduce type 2 diabetes,
prevent stroke conditions,
reverse atherosclerosis,
reduce heart disease risk 50%,
reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half of the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Oscar-winning actress Emma Thompson was among the first to join Greenpeace in purchasing a parcel of land near UK's Heathrow Airport to protect the region from further development.
Save our planet. The Ministry of Energy and Mines in Kosovo has approved a plan to install a wind turbine farm with the capacity to produce 3.5 megawatts of energy.
Save our planet. Residents of the town of Tuktoyaktuk and Herschel Island in Canada's Northwest and Yukon Territories struggle to cope with increasing floods and melting permafrost, both of which threaten the existence of their communities.
Hi, I'm Molly the Moose, and it's always a plant-based diet for me. I have a tip to share with you on healthy living. Have you heard of the antioxidant alpha-lipoic acid? It's made by the human body and helps eliminate harmful substances and prevent cell damage. It can also reduce some symptoms caused by diabetes. Supplemental sources of alpha-lipoic acid can be found in foods including spinach, broccoli, peas, Brussels sprouts, brewer's yeast, and rice bran. Take care, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, humanitarian organizations continue helping in Sri Lanka. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Sri Lanka and the Sri Lankan Red Cross Society have assisted almost 2 million people since the tsunami 4 years ago. Sri Lankan Red Cross Society President Jagath Abhyasingha said, "We have adopted an integrated approach linking houses with water and sanitation, health services, roads, income sources, and other essential factors. For example, Mr. R. Janaka Chaminda, a former fisherman, now makes a productive living from the 16 different fruit and vegetables he grows in his market garden. He also has a new home. May the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Sri Lanka and the Sri Lanka Red Cross Society be graced by heaven for your dedication to the gentle citizens of the region. We pray that all people find loving and sustainable ways to live happily on this hospitable earth."
In animal news, Wintry Lake in the United States is a site of two heroic rescues. During 1 week, two dogs who had become caught in the very cold Lake Michigan in Chicago, Illinois, were saved. One was rescued by his caregiver, who jumped in after him. The other canine, Bibi, was saved with the help of a nearby jogger who noticed her in the icy lake and quickly swam in to help. Needing more assistance, the jogger called for Bibi's human companion, who also went into the lake. Fortunately, all three were able to get back to shore in good condition. "We are so happy that all are safe. God bless the brave animal lovers who risk your own lives to rescue two precious beings. May all our animal co-inhabitants live in safety, health, and love." Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Chain of Hope, a non-profit foundation providing assistance to children born with heart defects. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. More Noteworthy News when we return.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a kinder world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring a non-profit organization in Britain that has saved the lives of over 1,000 children through corrective heart surgery.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
British nonprofit foundation Chain of Hope provides children born with heart defects the opportunity to have corrective surgery. The name of the organization comes from the fact that it functions through the linking of many volunteers, forming a chain that enables the youngsters to get the care they need. The lives of more than 1,000 children have been saved through the timely open heart surgeries. Many more have been aided by having their condition diagnosed early and receiving the correct medication.
Chain of Hope was incorporated as a registered charity in Britain in 1995 by world-renowned cardiac surgeon, Professor Sir Magdi Habib Yaqub. Born in Egypt, Sir Magdi has lived in Britain since 1962. He is devoted to using his medical knowledge and training to help people globally. To assist the youngsters in need of heart surgeries, a volunteer team of dedicated cardiac surgeons, physicians, nurses and other medical personnel, usually led by Sir Magdi, undertake missions throughout the world a few times a year. Their goals are to treat children in need and set up training programs for local doctors and medical staff.
Cardiac programs have been established in many nations, including Brazil, Jamaica, and Mozambique. In addition, a Heart Institute was founded in Ethiopia. The Chain of Hope also brings children to the United Kingdom for surgery when facilities or skilled surgeons are not available in their home countries. In these instances, local families in the UK act as hosts for the youngsters, providing a safe and loving environment in between hospital visits and after operations. Our gratitude, Professor Sir Magdi Yaqub, all the Chain of Hope doctors, medical staff, and volunteers for your life-saving work. May you be graced to help many more children lead healthy and vibrant lives.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Right Formula.
In the cooking class, the teacher instructed all the attendees to use wooden spoons when cooking. The student was thinking that the wooden spoon is a must in this cooking recipe, so she said, "Wow, teacher, I think you're amazing. It's good that you even teach us to use wooden spoon because it would make the food taste better, right?" The teacher said, No. I asked you to use wooden spoon because imagine if all of you banging metal spoon on the metal pots, I will go crazy.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This viewer from the United Kingdom watched When Only a Hippopotamus Will Do, Let's Meet Jessica, a program on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, on Supreme Master Television. He wrote,
"Brilliant. I followed the Jessica story for some while. A great narration, I thought. Very uplifting."
Kind viewer, Jessica is indeed an adorable hippopotamus. She is much loved by her caregivers, Tony and Shirley Joubert, and is such an integral part of their family. Jessica clearly shows us how amazing animals are, and if we treat them with love, they will give back a hundredfold, immeasurably enriching our lives. Thanks for your sweet heartline, with heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with divine love. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Swedish King Carl Gustaf and Finnish President Tarja Halonen attended a ceremony commemorating the 200th anniversary of their country's shared history.
South Korean researchers develop a method to remove toxic heavy metals from blood, which could greatly benefit children in cases such as lead poisoning. A convoy of 12 trucks has been dispatched to Gaza by UNICEF to deliver much-needed medical aid and food supplies to the region's affected children.
Small businessman Gong Yulin in Chongqing, China, has donated his own money to support the education of 15 less fortunate students over the past 7 years.
The government of New Zealand announces an additional $275,000 donation to Fiji to assist thousands who have been displaced by flooding.
The All Africa Conference of Churches, or AACC, invites the world to join them on January 25th in prayer for a resolution to Zimbabwe's political and humanitarian situation.
UNICEF reports that postnatal health checks for women, especially in developing countries, can significantly increase chances of survival for both mother and newborn children.
The Jordanian Nurses Association announces that 270 volunteer nurses are heading to Gaza to provide medical aid to Palestinians in need of immediate health care.
Japan has committed $1.35 million in assistance to China's quake-affected region for the construction of healthcare facilities and schools, as well as medical equipment. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.